local real estate today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with local real estate today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It's Kyle Bailey, Mary Gilbert here from the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Thanks for we're in the same studio at the same time.
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here in the same studio. And today's show is all about protecting your biggest investment, your home.
Yeah, and this is the season when little problems can quietly turn into big repair bills if you're not paying attention. Not that that's ever happened to me.
Well, exactly. So you don't have to renovate your home to protect its value, but you do have to maintain it. So smart homeowners think preventative instead of reactive. So a few quick checks right now can save thousands of dollars down the road.
So Mary, what should homeowners focus on before maybe heavy rain and cold weather kick in?
Yeah, so here are a few essentials I recommend to every homeowner. So number one, clean and clear your gutters. So clogged gutters lead to roof leaks and foundation cracks. So a $200 gutter cleaning can prevent a $10,000 repair.
And I just had that done last week.
Oh, good for you. You're on it.
Hey, what else?
So number two, change your HVAC filters and schedule a quick tune-up. So your system works harder in the winter. So a simple service visit improves efficiency and extends your lifespan.
That one I'm not as good at, and it usually looks very obvious when I finally do change the filter that it should have been done a long time ago.
Number three, seal your exterior gaps and check caulking and paint. So moisture is your home's biggest enemy. Being able to keep that water out protects your siding and your trim and can prevent dry rot and hidden defects behind that siding.
Yikes. What else?
Number four, trim your trees and branches near your roof. So one windstorm can send those branches straight into shingles or windows.
Just had some of that done. I got more ahead. What do you think most homeowners get wrong when it comes to protecting their home value?
Honestly, I mean, most people wait until something breaks before they deal with it. So they think, well, if it's working today, I'll worry about it later. But that mindset is what turns a $300 preventative fix into a $5,000 emergency repair. And if you're a renter out there listening to this, I would say, if you notice some of this stuff, take care of it or call your landlord.
Yeah, and you know, I just dodged one of those before my trip. Something was caught just days before I left that would have gone totally bad while I was gone. So apparently not the big remodels that matter most. It's these little things that you don't always see.
Exactly. We always tell our clients, you know what? Your home doesn't usually lose value overnight. It slips away quietly through neglect. And we see that a lot of times, 10 years, 15 years go by, and then a buyer's inspector finds it. And then suddenly that little issue becomes a negotiation weapon. So instead of saying, we'll clean the gutters for $200, the buyer says, hey, we want $3,000 off to fix that neglect.
Yeah, so the lack of maintenance doesn't just cost money. It really costs you leverage.
Exactly. So whether you're selling next month or 5 years from now, maintenance is your equity protection. You don't have to upgrade your home, but you do have to take care of it. So treat your home like your car. You wouldn't wait for the engine to explode before changing the oil.
Some people have, though. I'm aware of that. preventative over reactive.
Always.
All right. So let's talk about what's new on the market this week.
All right. So we've got a great mix of lifestyle properties and move-in ready homes. So here's what just hit the market. 13767 North Bank Road in Roseburg. This is offered for sale at $1,475,000. This is a spacious 5,000 plus square foot home, 3.82 acres on the North Umpqua River. So this is a beautiful gated brick home. It's got over 1,100 square feet of covered decks, river irrigation rights, three fireplaces, guest quarters, and a full daylight basement and a nice paved road down to the river. This is listed with my listing partner, Jill DeLoach.
All right. What about something in Sutherland?
And then over in 135 Elkton Street in Sutherland, Oregon. This is a new construction home offered for sale at $399,900. I love seeing homes under that $400,000 price point. This is a single or two-story, 1,500 square foot home in that Fort McKay subdivision. Brand new. Oh, I'm sorry. It is a single level home with. It's got the quartz kitchen, fenced yard, attached garage, energy efficient heat pump. Listed with Benjamin Tatone at Roseburg Homes Realty, and this is a Tabor Construction home.
All right. And what about Winston?
So over in Winston, we also have a new home, 109 Citation Court. Offered for sale at $469,900. This is a 1,770 square foot home over in Looking Glass Creek Estates. You've got those quartz finishes. This has RV parking and a covered patio near the Wildlife Safari and local wineries. Listed with my partner, Deidre Joven, at the Mary Gilbert Group.
And you can even hear the lions late at night, possibly. So what about over in the coastal area of the county?
Yeah, so this is interesting. Over in Winchester Bay, that is part of Douglas County, so 640 Clear Lake Avenue, offered for sale at $519,000. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath home, 1,850 square feet. This is a great coastal retreat that is walking distance to the ocean. So you've got two living areas, a pellet stove, fenced yards, oversized carport. It's got a 12 by 16 shop, perfect for full-time living, vacation use, or Airbnb income. This is listed with Elena Mackey at eXp Realty.
All right, and let's check in on the market number. What changed this week?
Yeah, so looking at the last 7 days, we have new listings. Last week, we had 56 new listings on the market. This week, we had 60, so slightly four more homes hitting the market. And as far as price changes, pretty consistent. We were up 5 this week to 69 price changes, so sellers are still adjusting those pricing, trying to get those offers on their homes. Pending sales, slightly down. We had 35 this week compared to 41 in the prior week. And sold homes ticked up slightly. So 25 this current period compared to 21 in the prior week. And actually, expired listings ticked up to 14 compared to 8 in the prior week.
So buyers still have options, but sellers really need to have their properties stand out.
Absolutely. And that ties back to today's theme. The homes that are well-maintained and move-in ready are the ones that win first.
All right. Open houses. You've got some here?
Yeah. Open houses. Our team is starting up our open house challenge. So between now and December 31st, each agent on our team is challenged to do 30 open houses. So we're going to have a bunch for the winner.
Wow.
If you're serious, come out, get your rain gear. So...
That's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. So today you can look at 122 Lily Court. This is 410,000 single story home with over 1,660 square feet. This is over in that Westlake subdivision in Sutherland near the golf course. It's open today. It's a twilight open house from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. So go check that house out tomorrow. Saturday morning, I'll actually be at 1346 Fisher Road. This is a gorgeous home with over 2,600 square feet, beautiful wraparound decks. It's got gorgeous views of the North Umpqua River, gentle landscaping. This just had a price reduction to $790,000. So you've got a cabin, lodge-style custom home, over 1 acre. I'll be there from 11 to 1 tomorrow.
Yeah, great landscaping on that one, and a great view, too.
Absolutely, and amazing privacy. Then tomorrow over in Winston, 11:30 to 1:30, 700 Southeast Tokay Street. This is an immaculately well-cared-for home. $375,000. That's an amazing price for this house, built in 2016. So 700 Southeast Tokay Street near Brosai Orchards, 11:30 to 1:30 tomorrow.
And what else do we have?
And we also have Tanglewood. So 530 Tanglewood Street in Sutherland. This is a nice 1,600 square foot home, built in 2015, offered for sale at $489. It's going to be open tomorrow from 12 to 3 p.m., so a three-hour window. So lots of homes to check out. I'd go take a look at those.
All right, and a great weekend to get out on Saturday and check some of them out. A lot certainly seems to be going on. If somebody wants to, you know, explore getting connected with you and your team, maybe they've been wanting to get their property on the market for a while and move somewhere else, or maybe they're trying to get their first home. What do they do?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stephen Street in Roseburg, or you can visit us online at marygilbert.com.
And you're going to do 31 open houses?
I'm going to be doing 30 open houses before December 31st.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. That wraps up the segment for today. And it's 9 o'clock as we conclude the Morning Report.